20 is the time. The 20 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2:20 Mountain Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Tuesday, and once again, we emanate live from Surprise, Arizona, spring training with the Rangers. Here at Surprise Stadium, we are up in the press box today. There is no game going on today, nor will there be, because the Rangers are playing elsewhere tonight, as are the Royals. So if you come out to Surprise Stadium and you're looking to find baseball activity, you're going to have to wander over to the minor league fields to get that done,
which is not a bad thing.
But today we kind of have a little bit of a haze in the air, a little bit of cloudiness. It is not what anyone would call sunny out there today by any means. And the temperature is what, Grego? Are we in the 80s today, would you say?
Low 80s.
Low 80s.
Well, so, no, this is nice.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
we got the windows
nice.
Open.
Right. Mm. Sitting up here in the press box after watching the great game last night, going to wander over to Peoria and watch the Rangers as they take on San Diego tonight. Mm. And good times out here in Arizona. There is no question about it.
I'm going to try to do the show today.
You've already had just a horribly, horribly traumatic thing happen to you today.
I mean, if I left right now and went back to the hotel and just went to bed, would you blame
no,
me?
No, I would not.
You wouldn't blame me a
I
bit,
would not.
Would you?
Hey, had this been me, I would have been very tempted to do the same thing.
But I'm going to try to fight through this the best I can, but my life will never be the same. My life about an hour ago changed forever.
What makes you think you'd be able to sleep if you did go back to the hotel?
I probably wouldn't. I'd probably have nightmares. I'll have nightmares tonight. I'll probably be screaming all night, Ron, tonight in my sleep.
The show needs to take on a therapeutic role for you today, doesn't
it? Does. It's unbelievable because my life changed forever about an hour ago. Forever.
And with more on that, here's Grego.
I don't even know if I can talk about this.
What if you let Corby tell
without
the story
just breaking
from his
down.
Perspective?
All right.
Yeah, Corby, why don't you tell it? Because I just can't. This is too painful for me.
Well, it's no big deal on my part. If it's your pain, I mean, you go ahead and tell the story.
Wow. I don't know that I can.
Give it a shot.
So to speak. Well, right outside our little booth here, there's a bathroom. And it's one of those private bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got a lock on it. You can lock it. You can absolutely lock it.
Now, is it one-seater?
It's a one-seater. That's it. No urinal, nothing. It's a unisex one-seater.
With a commode.
Right. And so, during the show, we're all sitting over here doing our thing, trying to get ready for the show. I needed to use the bathroom.
Number one?
Yeah. So I go there to the door, and it's not locked. So I just walk on in.
And what did you find?
Well, that's where my life changed forever. Because there, sitting on the throne, making snake poo, is Corby.
Excavating snake. His system, huh?
Yes. Quit holding the number one sign.
Why? I'm number one.
No, that was clearly number two.
Oh, man. Sorry you had to barge in on me
so
like that.
So I have seen you doing your most dirty of manly business.
That's the second most embarrassing thing you could have walked in on Corby doing.
No, I'd rather walk in on the other.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I would.
You'd rather what is the other?
Flogging.
I don't know.
I would.
Boy, give me
the poo.
No. Give me the flogging of the bishop.
You're kidding.
God. Yeah.
I would be traumatized by that, forever. Oh, hey, Greg.
Oh, I can't believe that I've seen you.
You didn't get a full shot.
Poo-poo in.
You got like, he got like 1 foot in the door.
I was saw
like,
enough.
And I was like, whoa.
I saw enough.
Why didn't you lock the door if you're going to do that?
I don't know.
Because he wanted it to happen.
No, I didn't want it to happen.
I think he did.
I mean, when I go in there, not only do I lock the door, but I put the sink up against it.
Now, were you just sitting there, or were you...
I was sitting.
...doing anything else?
I had hands on knees.
Okay.
Sitting there.
You were enjoying a cigarette like Johnny Sack?
No. I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, I hear the door, and I had panic mode, you know? And I see Grego, by the way, his ensemble is blue. He has blue shoes, blue shorts, and a blue shirt, and a blue hat. So when I see big blue Greg, I see that Greg leg poke through the door. I was like, whoa, no, no. And Grego just goes, oh, my God.
And then I just heard the snake cackle after the door shut about as loud as he's ever performed it.
You shut the door, I'll start laughing. I just hear this, why didn't you lock the door?
Oh, I can't believe. Oh, that image.
Oh, man. Was he stinking the place up?
I don't know, because I didn't stick around, did you? No, I didn't stick around.
You're lucky you caught me on a good day, because sometimes I sit backwards on the toilet. I straddle it.
What, are you chopping up lines or something?
Huh?
What does that mean?
Coke. Like when you snort Coke, you chop the lines on the back of the toilet.
I wouldn't know that.
I wouldn't know that either.
Well,
either,
you're the one that told me.
I told you that?
Both of you told me at the same time.
The day he got hired.
I don't know how I can tell you, because I don't know.
They said, if you're going to be part of this show, you need to learn to do this.
I wouldn't know Coke
from
Tide or Comet.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, Greg.
You know what? Next time, lock the door.
I will. I've learned my lesson.
And all he could do is just cackle about
right.
it.
That's all he did.
He thinks it's funny, and I'm over here just scarred for life. And you know what? I'm doubly pissed at you now, because that's not the first stunt you pulled today. Is it, Ron?
No, it certainly is not. It certainly is not. We have had food unit trauma and chaos on this trip, and it's all because of the snake. We'll detail that next. It is 3:27 on the ticket.